How are your feet? How are your ankles? Well, if you've got a problem, you're going to head to my next guest. She's an award winner back in the house, foot and ankle specialist of West Michigan, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Catherine Sage, to discuss this presentation, the American Osteopathic Academy of Orthopedics, you, the Emerging Leader Awardee. Good morning to you, Dr. Sage.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Emerging leader. Okay, that kind of gives away your age range, but kudos to you, A, for what you do, and B, for winning an award.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great honor for me. I'm really excited about it. They really were looking for people who were relatively new in practice, less than 5 years or so, and that had not just sort of created this career in orthopedic surgery, but also were giving back to their community and trying to serve the hospital and then in the city that they live in. So that was part of what helped me win this award. And being from Grand Rapids, it was just really easy for me to jump right back into, different opportunities here.
Yes. So, yes, there are awards for jobs well done, but as you mentioned, bestowed to a professional who demonstrates a high level of community service as well as hospital or community leadership. So where are you involved in our community?
Yeah, a couple of places. So I'm on the Impact Board at Metro Health Hospital. It's part of the Metro Health Foundation. And really, it's a group of young professionals. There's about 25 of us. And our goal is working with Metro Health and the foundation to reach out and do community service in Grand Rapids and specifically out kind of where Metro Health is, so the Wyoming area. And we do volunteer projects. We do community outreach. So like every year, for example, we do a toy drive for kids that show up at the hospital. So if you are a child that has an illness or needs surgery, you come in and usually you get a toy or crayons to color with, or you get to watch movies on an iPad. So a lot of that is from donations and volunteers. So we I think we gathered about 200 toys at our last drive to give to kids who come in. And then we also do projects. You know, we did one for the cancer center, and we do education about various things that Metro can help with in terms of medical problems and things like that. So it's a really cool board to be involved in.
You also write a monthly column for Women's Lifestyle, so obviously sharing your expertise with we, the common reader.
Yes, I love Women's Lifestyle magazine. For those of you who don't know, it's a local magazine here in Grand Rapids. It's syndicated in Lansing and Kalamazoo. It's been printed for about 22 years. And so my column, I try and focus specifically on medical issues that women have, since it is Women's Lifestyle. So I focus more. I did a column on bone health in women, heart health in women, some things that just seem to be different in women from men medically. So it's been really, really fun to do. And it also allows me to reach out to some of my other colleagues who are experts in other fields and kind of get their perspective on things too.
Very nice. Well, again, back to that award, that Emerging Leader Award, a testament. Your executive director with Foot and Ankle Specialists of West Michigan, a testament to your leadership within the practice and of course, the commitment to giving back to the West Michigan community. So I imagine, like many awards, sit back and relax, but keep on doing your thing, right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
What is your thing with Foot and Ankle Specialists of West Michigan?
Yeah. So I'm an orthopedic surgeon who did specialty training in foot and ankle surgery. So I do and I can do anything sort of in the realm of orthopedic surgery, but I choose to specialize on lower extremities specifically. So some of my favorite things as an orthopedic surgeon, I love doing, bony work. So any kind of fractures or foot reconstruction, anything like that. I do a lot of sports injuries. So I had a young woman walk in with a ruptured Achilles tendon from kickboxing just last week. I know.
Shoot.
I know. So things like that, or chronic ankle instability. But, people come in with arthritis or flat feet or high arches. And those are all things that if people fail sort of the conservative treatment with physical therapy and orthotics and sort of the general conservative treatment, there's surgical options for it. So that's what I do, and I love it. I'm really passionate about it.
Yes. And, as we were talking prior, we're up to 5% orthopedic surgeons?
Just about 5%. It's growing every year. Yeah. So there's actually a woman in orthopedics network, and we are always in contact about how to try and encourage more young women into going in orthopedics and just in surgery in general, or how to encourage women to become physicians, doctors. And so we all try and help mentor young women who are interested in it. And there is interest. I mean, a lot of young women are involved in sports or have fractures or ACL tears. And I think, you know, without finding a mentor, it's hard sometimes to know how to get into it. So
yes, very cool. And of course, you active yourself out in the athletic community. So what's I don't want to say a pet peeve, or what, you know, how do we prevent ankle injuries? You know, how do I prevent a ruptured tendon at my age? Ho, ho.
Well, a lot of things are the basics. I mean, make sure that you have good footwear and you're training appropriately. Sort of the rule of thumb is this 10% rule, which, you know, don't increase your distance if you're running by more than 10% from week to week. But that's kind of anecdotal and not really backed by evidence. Another thing that's somewhat evidence-based is how to prevent injuries would be to do a warm-up for 5 to 10 minutes, and then do some stretching, and then do your actual athletic activity, and then stretch again afterwards. So just keeping your body limber, just don't go out cold. Some other basics, I mean, make sure that nutritionally you're keeping up and eating healthy. Make sure you're getting calcium, vitamin D. You know, cross training can always help prevent injuries.
Very nice. Take a hike instead of a run. How's that? Okay. Well, how was your ceremony back in October in Colorado to bring home your American Osteopathic Academy of Orthopedics Emerging Leader Award?
Oh, the ceremony was wonderful. It was absolutely beautiful. It was at this hotel, which is set right in the mountains. It's gorgeous. But I will tell you that I showed up, and it's a whole meeting. So it's an orthopedic surgery meeting. So I showed up wearing what I had been wearing for the whole meeting, which is business casual, only to find out that this is a formal event. So everyone else there was in like a tuxedo, and every other woman had a full-on ball gown. Some of them had their hair and makeup done, and I was just like in a blouse and a skirt. But it didn't matter because...
Yeah, you let them know you're an orthopedic surgeon, and that's...
Even when you're on the top of the world sometimes, it's easy to be humbled.
That maybe 20 years from now, you'll let all those things go. That's for sure. All right. Busy day today?
Yeah. Yep. Typical Friday.
Typical Friday in the surgery room and taking care of West Michigan's feet and ankles in a great way. Foot and ankle specialist, West Michigan orthopedic surgeon. Again, Dr. Catherine Sage, congratulations on your recent award. How do we find out more information?
Yep. So www.footandankledoctors.com is our website, and all of our information is there.
Great. Take care.
Yep. Thank you.